K2RCL monitoring.
4HKX. Hey, Russell.
What's going on, Patrick?
There's something to eat for the afternoon.
Cooking, I'll be there in about 30 minutes.
Did you forget where I live?
I forget where you lived at, but I figured I could just put the hammer down and try to make it as quick as I could. It'd still be kind of warm by the time I got there, wouldn't it?
KO4HKX Friday. Yeah, it'd still be a little warm. If not, we got ways to reheat it.
You on that? Now, I just finished up over here in Emden for the day, and I'm headed to the house. I think Mama's already got supper going, so it'll probably be ready by the time I get there.
Pretty nice, isn't it? We've got a wife that'll take care of you like that.
Yeah, I think I'm one of the lucky ones. I got lucky when I got her. She puts up with a lot of crap from me, so, you know, I got to give her mad props for that. But she takes good care of me on the flip side.
See there. I got a good one, too. She's having a little tooth issue this weekend, so hopefully she can get into the dentist tomorrow and feel a little better.
Believe that, man, what got a tow truck, he got to have a pair of pliers on there. He can just pop that thing right on out for her.
Well, I carry a set in my pocket all the time. I told her I could have took care of it over Friday when it started bothering her.
You got a funny look when you told her that, too.
It was not a good one.
Yeah, that's usually what ends up happening when I say something like that to mine. Hopefully she can get in and they can get it took care of and get her some relief. It's bad enough it's hot outside and then you got a toothache. It's about like being sick when it's summertime. It's just miserable.
And miserable all weekend. And there's nothing I can do about it other than put some, you know, Ambersil or whatever it is on there, and that's it. I mean, that's really all you can do.
It seems like Advil and stuff like that just don't have much effect on it. And then it makes it hard to eat, and that makes you even more miserable because you can't eat and you're hungry. And if you try to drink something, if it's too cold, it hurts. It's just aggravating all the way around. I feel for her.
It's kind of like a backache. It makes everything else hurt.
Yeah, that's for sure. Were you out and about today, or did you take a day off?
I took the day off. I scraped the driveway earlier today, took care of that, and just a few other little odds and ends around the house. Nothing major. Tried to stay close for her.
That's pretty good, then. At least you got a little things accomplished and got her took care of. I've been playing with laminate floor, and we just put down about 850 square feet today.
Talking to somebody else earlier today, telling them that you was working on that flooring out there in Inman.
Two guys on, well, I take it back. I heard Jerry and Bill talking about the instant pot, and I think my wife's got an extra one out in the building. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm 99.9% sure. And if she does, I'd just give it to him. I'd give it out the building. That'd be one less thing I got to move around when I go out there hunting stuff. And then Tommy, guy I used to work with, he got his ham license. He's finally getting on the repeater now. And heard Melvin. He and I worked together in emergency services for a long time. Heard him on today. So that was two new people I've heard. Well, I'm not going to say new. They've been on before, but that's the first time I've heard them on, so I had to jump on there and holler at them.
It's always good to hear other people you know getting into the hobby. I wish there was more people up here that was interested in it. I've had to learn, just meet everybody from scratch with the hobby, because I don't know anybody up here that's in the hobby at all.
Yeah, it was the same here. I didn't know anybody that was doing it until I actually got my license, and then found out Melvin was licensed, and then just found out about 2 weeks ago that Tommy had gotten his license.
Bill and I were just talking about getting our general upgrade, and how to go about that with looking at the study options.
When I done my tech, I followed a guy on YouTube. I can't remember who it was. He did a little PowerPoint presentation. I went through it and then started taking the practice tests. And I said, well, I'm going to see what information's out there for general. And I started taking practice tests for general, and I could just about answer all the questions in it. I had to do a little bit of studying. So when I went in, I just went ahead and popped off both of them at one time. Now I'm slowly studying for my extra. I don't know when or if I'll get it, but I'm studying for it.
Same thing. That's what I got into this hobby for, is to keep educating myself and not just sit around and brain go to mush. That's what I missed about working on cars, was just, you know, constantly learning, keeping my mind going on stuff. You know, it ain't the same riding around selling tools. Yeah, I get to help people and I get to educate them a little bit on different things, but it's just not the same as learning something new for myself.
I agree 100% on that. I like the fact that it just kind of keeps my mind working and keeps me thinking, and then doing other little piddle stuff. And I got into the whole build my own hotspot, and that went pretty good. I've enjoyed it so far. It's definitely been interesting learning all the intricates of it.
I watched your other two videos today. I seen those pop up. You done a good job on those. They're good and informative and understandable.
I appreciate you watching them. Yeah, I've got two more to do with the DMR, to do the offset and the BER. I'm going to try to do those. And then I think the next one I'm going to focus on is try to do a technician series to kind of teach the tech class, similar to what the guy did with the PowerPoint to help me out, to have it on the channel. And my wife said if I go through and do it, she'll watch it and see if she can't get her tech.
If you get it done, I might have to show it to the wife, see if I can get her to get on here.
Mine's not too interested in it, but she said it'd be nice for emergencies, or, you know, if we're out hiking and stuff like that, to have the ability to use it and know how to use it. So I told her, I said, well, it's not that hard to get your tech. I mean, you just got to study. That's the biggest thing. And she knows some about radio. She volunteered in the fire department with us for a long time, and she's watched me program and ask questions and stuff like that. So she's got kind of a general understanding.
I don't know how much mine knows about it or not. You know, I know she has to use the radio at school for the buses and all that. She has to communicate with them. But I don't know if she knows how much about it she knows.
Already picking up a mic and pushing the button and talking on it, she's a step ahead of most people. Most people have never done it until they get their license. So that's going to be a plus. I tell you, I almost got to see a wreck there. His car in front of me slammed on the brakes, swerved off in the grass, and all they were doing was avoiding a chipmunk in the road. I'm like, I just don't understand that.
Flat chipmunk, move on.
I ain't too fond of them little critters. They got up in the hood of Dad's truck one time and chewed the injector wiring harness up. I had to rebuild it. We got two barn cats now. They pretty well keep the population under control now.
Good for that. That's about the only good use for a cat I found.
RCL for ID. Yeah, I wasn't that fond of cats that much. My wife's got a little bobtail that she's had since it was like 6 weeks old, and he's kind of become a fixture in the house. He's rode in an RV all the way to Alaska and back, and he just kind of chills, and he loves you, and you love him, and as long as you got food, he's happy as he can be.
Like my dog.
Yeah, we got one of them, too. He's about 60 pounds and fluffy and furry, and he's a collie and golden retriever mix. He's about 13 now, and he's going deaf, and he's having trouble seeing. And I know his days are numbered, but we've had him since he was a year old, and he's been a good one. He was house broke, potty trained, sit, stay, shake, roll over, everything when we got him from the pound, and he was a reject that's been sent back.
And mine's only about 30 pounds, and she's part boxer and something else. She's just a mutt. But I've had her since she was 6 weeks old, and I knew the mom of the mom of her, so she's been a good one. She's been around 11 years or something like that now.
That's it. People don't have them, don't understand. Once you've had them that long, they just definitely, they're part of family, so we treat them like family.
You ain't got no kids at home, they've become kids, so at least they take that void out.
I could understand that for sure. Oh, I tell you what, I am about to destinate here at the house. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway, so I'm going to slide in the carport and hop inside and see what Mama's got going for dinner and see what she's got for the afternoon and then get me a shower. Get ready for another day. Patrick, it was good talking to you. I hope your wife gets feeling better and gets that tooth straightened out. But I'll say 73s to you, and K2RCA will be clear on your final.
Enjoyed the conversation, as usual. Good talking to you. And you take care, and I'll keep an ear out for you later. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.